Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province of Malta and is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, What is this?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. What is this? Is the central question people were asking who were present in the synagogue at Capernaum when Jesus preached and then freed a man from an unclean spirit. I find it interesting that Mark tells us of this miracle at the very beginning of Christ's public ministry. Jesus started this ministry after John was arrested. He first called for fishermen to be his disciples. With them he went to Capernaum, entered the synagogue, and started teaching. Mark does not tell us the contents of his teaching, but we know that Jesus had in mind to preach the gospel, and his call was, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Whatever Jesus said on that day greatly impressed the audience, for he taught them as one who had authority. People asked, What is this? And commented that it was a new teaching with authority. When I meditated on this gospel selection, it seems to me that these two phrases, teaching with authority, were like quotation marks bracketing the exchange between the unclean spirit and Jesus. It dawned on me that this is not just a report of the miracle Jesus worked, but a presentation of the mission of Jesus. The question, what is this, could also mean, who is this? I realized that Mark answered this question by writing his gospel, telling us who Jesus is and what he did. It reminded me of the very first line of Mark's gospel, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Scholars tell us that this is not just a simple introduction to the gospel, which could have been the beginning of the gospel according to Mark, thus telling us who the author is. In fact, Mark's introduction first brings to mind the first line of the book of Genesis that says, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Just as the sentence starts the story of the creation, Mark's introduction tells us about the recreation, the new creation operated by Jesus Christ. And it tells us two other things. First, that this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the good news of Jesus. He is the gospel. He is the good news. Secondly, it tells us that Jesus is the Son of God, and we do not have to wait till the end of Mark's gospel to learn that Jesus is the Son of God. Mark gives us this news at the very beginning of his gospel. The exchange between Jesus and the unclean spirit can be centered on the question the unclean spirit asked, Have you come to destroy us? Jesus did not answer him. he silenced him. Why? Because the Spirit said, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. This is not just knowledge about Jesus, not a witnessing to the Holy One. The unclean spirit wanted it to be a show of power. The devil's testimony could not be accepted by Jesus. It would have ruined, interrupted his mission. He did not want to be acknowledged as the Son of God before completing his preaching ministry. Yes, he gave signs that he was the Son of God when performing his miracles by his own power. The devil immediately understood these signs, and people in authority also got a glimpse of this, especially when Jesus cured the paralytic after telling him, My son, your sins are forgiven. Scribes thought that Jesus' words were a blasphemy, for God alone can forgive sins. Jesus said to them, Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your pallet and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Rise, take up your pallet and go home. This the paralytic did. We know that the claim to be the Son of God was the reason for arresting, accusing, and killing Jesus. Jesus could have told the unclean spirit, Yes, this is what I came for. He said it in another way. Jesus once said, The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The unclean spirit is the thief, and the people Jesus once saved are the sheep of Christ's fold. In truth, Jesus did not come to destroy the unclean spirits, but to free people from them, for even up to our days, unclean spirits show themselves in manifold ways. Christ's mission is a positive one. He wants true freedom for all humanity. It is why Jesus presented himself as the way, the truth, and the life. How did Jesus carry out his mission? By teaching with authority, based on the commandment of love. Love of God and love of neighbor. His preaching showed his authority because he was true to his word. Whatever he asked others to do, he himself did first. He loved us first. He is always ready to forgive us. He set himself as an example to be followed. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his apostles, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I, then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. This is the Jesus we are asked to follow and witness to. For only in him can we have the fullness of life here on earth. And later, he will embrace us into his Father's home that has been prepared for us since the beginning of time.